Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with some extra cheese for you before I depart the land of the green and gold. That's right. It's my last day in Green Bay. It's post-practice. We've heard from the players, and now it's time to hear from you fine folks. It's also time to tell you about Underdog Fantasy because, you know, that's what I do. Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. On Underdog Fantasy, you just draft. No need to worry about waivers, lineups, or injuries. Underdog handles that all for you. Go to UnderdogFantasy.com or download the app, draft a season-long best ball team, and that's it. No in-season management. You get a free $25 in bonus cash if you use the code CHEESEHEAD when you make your first deposit, and you can take your shot at $1 million grand prize in their fantasy football tournament. I know what you're saying, Aaron. I don't play fantasy football. I like real football. Oh, really? Because I got some real football right here for you. You know what you need in your life. You know what it is. You guys know me too well by this point. You know what I'm going to say. It's the 2021 official yearbook of the Green Bay Packers. Head to PackersYearbook.com. Use code CHTV to get 10% off. And hell, while you're surfing the internet, why not head to VINFL.com and get your Acme Packers hoodie. Use code CHEESEHEADTV to get 15% off. You can wear it year-round, represent the Packers, carry the G, as it were, with VINFL.com's Acme Packers hoodie. Hello to everybody in the comments. Good to see everybody. The background will be missed. You're telling me, man. No doubt about it. Randy, I want to start off with something you said. I want to see DeGuara as an H-back blocking for Dylan. That's good football. I suspect you're going to see a lot of that. And I saw someone said that's Big Dog's job. Big Dog's job is not to be an H-back. Big Dog plays in line, sometimes split out. He ain't an H-back. DeGuara is an H-back. And he is going to be utilized quite a little bit, I think, as this year takes off. How does Chris Jackie look? I don't know, Austin. That's a good question. You have to call and ask him. I got the yearbook. Crosby signed it. Have a great summer. Have a great summer. See you around, maybe. I like it. David, thanks for the super chat. DeGuara will dominate in the F position, GPG. Yes, David, that is what Matt has said, that he called that specific tight end type. Any realistic chance that Josh Jackson can get traded for a mid to late round draft pick? All depends on the other team. Takes two to tango, right? I would suspect not, but you never know. Did I slam a beer with D-back? Maybe. Maybe not. It was in the middle of the day. We were both working. But maybe. Lukaku, I can't believe he's back, Michael! I can't believe he's back. It's surreal. My feed today, seeing his first press conference back with the Blues. It's absolutely insanity. Absolute insanity. Just got my yearbook. I was like a kid getting my Scholastic books. Remember that? Remember how much fun that was? Man, that's a blast in the past right there. I heard Banky. Yeah, Banky's in the background. He's working. Banky's got work to do. Safe travels. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Thanks, Krista. Thanks for checking out Happy Hour last night. It was good to see you. Thanks for stopping by. I cannot watch the game Saturday. My best friend is having her moving going away party for college. Norman, it's time to prioritize here. Friends or football? Come on. Especially if they're having a party while there's football on. There's no football on at the party? What kind of friend is this? I think it's time to reevaluate. I'm kidding. When's the next time you'll be back to Green Bay? I don't know. It sounds like we might have some kind of Patreon together, get together for the Bears week when the Bears come to Lambeau. But outside of that, right now the plan is to do watch parties every week from the studio in New York for myself. Obviously, Corey will be here like we did last year. So could be a while. Might not be till next summer. What else we got here? Banky. What's up, Big B? Good to see you, buddy. Josh Jackson looking good, right? I wouldn't use the word good. He's had flashes. He's had struggles too. He's been Josh Jackson. A essentially. Go Pack Go from Brazil. What's up, Thiago? Go Pack Go from Green Bay. Hope you're well. What brought me to New York? I was an actor when I moved there all those decades ago. I was an actor for a while, and then I got kids, and I had to make some real money. So then I started blogging about football. No, that's not how that worked. I'm pretty sure McDuffie's still hurt, isn't he? No, Javier, he was out there today. It was his first day at practice. Looking forward to the week one watch party. Go Pack. That's right, Kyle. Twitter says you're throwing balls at practice. Can you confirm? Yes, Norman. Yes. It was a pathetic attempt, but there was a ball in drill work. The quarterbacks were just finishing up, and it rolled right, kind of right in front of me. I picked it up, and I thought one of the trainers was going to, like, I go, hey, here, or, like, go over here with it. But they all ran the other way, and then, like, literally it was just Aaron Rodgers staring at me from, like, other side of the field. So I revved up, and I gave it a great heave, and it was a perfect spiral. But it was about 20 yards short of Aaron. But he was really far away. Let's get that straight. Don't let Tyler fool you. It was a bad throw, though. Now, I'm not pretending like it was a beautiful throw or anything. Let's get that straight. But the spiral is on point. What are you looking forward to seeing from Barry's defense on Saturday? The safety rotation after the snap and see if they start utilizing some of that. Well, that's the whole thing we heard about from Aaron last year when he was talking about the Rams defense and what made it so tough is how so much pre-snap looks the same and then things would not be what you would expect after the snap. I don't suspect they'll show a ton, but I do want to see them work on it a little bit, just how they're going to utilize the safeties to try and disguise coverage and things of that nature. Dave, thanks for the super chat. Are there any expected starters/contributors who are unvaccinated? Impossible to say. I really couldn't tell you. I mean, we don't have access to any of the information when it comes to the vaccinations. To hell with watching Love Saturday. All my energy is going to teams. Hey, man, dig what you dig. I'm on it. Am I done jaywalking? Never. I live in New York. I jaywalk for life. Saw Kevin was out there today. How's he looking? He's fine. I mean, he's back, but he didn't do any team stuff. He's literally just doing drill work. But he was out there. Can we really draw comparisons to Rams defense? It wasn't exactly Barry's defense. Well, one of the reasons Barry got hired was because he's going to be running that Fangio scheme. It was a hybrid. Yeah, sure. But yes, you can compare it in the sense of what they like to utilize to make things difficult on the quarterback and the opposing offense. That is a big reason why Barry was hired, is to bring that scheme. And it wasn't just the Rams scheme. They're running Fangio's scheme. This goes back years. So, yeah, I mean, yes, they had Aaron Donald. Of course, they have a lot more to work with up front, defensive line-wise, etc. Those are all true caveats. But make no mistake, that's a big reason Barry was hired, to bring that scheme to Green Bay. Is Z back yet? Not yet, Javier. He was out there today, though, running drills, still with the rehab group, but not quite back to being able to contribute or put on pads. What is my takeaway from this training camp? That's a good question, Brandy. This team is going to score a fuck ton of points. That's my takeaway from this camp. Aaron Jones' status, still not out there, but coach said it's not long-term, so I would expect him back sometime next week, most likely. New Jersey, I ain't answering your call. Big Cheese, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, how much do you think we see from Love on Saturday? Also, I'm looking to see how Amari does as a kick returner. Well, funnily enough, I think Amari will be your punt returner, but I don't think he'll be doing kick returns. I think that will be Kylan Hill. But they might switch it up. They might rotate guys. As far as how much we'll see Love, I think he'll play close to three quarters. You're going to see a lot of Jordan Love on Saturday night, no doubt about it, because he will not be seeing Aaron Rodgers. Do I think the Packers will bring in Jarrell Casey? I do not, JJ. Would you say we ignore the line as much as we do linebackers? Hitting on Clark seems to be the difference. Well, it certainly helps, no doubt about it. It was a nice parting gift from Ted. I don't know if they ignore it. They just haven't found the guys at a value that's acceptable to them. Now, that could be very similar to, you know, the case at linebacker, but I think ignore is a strong word. They certainly haven't found as much talent there as they have at other spots, depth-wise. But I tell you what, if Kiki comes along, Avery gives him something, TJ Slayton looks like a player, they could be cooking with gas at some point. I mean, not right away week one, but they could be doing it. No Cheesehead TV video riding the Zippin' Pippin' Pappy's legless. Not this year. No zipping pipping for yours truly. But man, that is a blast from the past. Used to do that when I was a kid. Hey guys, just so you know, hey, I love you all. You're all wonderful. And if you put any politics in the chat, you're going to get blocked. We talk football here. That's all we do. Better than Bubba Franks or Jermichael Finley? Better than Bubba Franks or Jermichael? Are you asking who was better between the two of them? I mean, as a pure, no injuries, like player on the football field, it's Jermichael Finley. But I love Bubba Franks. Ryan, thanks for the super chat. That's a good takeaway. Any idea how to watch the game? If you're out of market, the only legal way, is to subscribe to Game Pass. Get the 7-day free trial. It's perfect this year because you can get the free trial for this first game and then unsubscribe, and then the other two games will be on NFL Network. So you're gold. Did Rodgers give you a look about your throw? He didn't give me a look. He did joke the fact that he was waiting for the ball to get there as it bounced towards him. But no, I think I gave him a look because I was like, are you serious? You want me to throw this to you right now? So I gave him a look more than. Was Rodgers disappointed in my throat? I don't know about disappointed. He thought it was funny, that's for sure. Now, as you know, when the team will announce their alternate jerseys, I believe it's the 19th. It's coming up soon. It'll be in the next week to 10 days. How does Campbell's height at inside backer play to his advantage? Well, Blake, it could, you would think, give him a bit of an edge as far as seeing things, how they develop inside the pocket or pre-snap, especially when they're doing motion, maybe how a guard pulls. But you get caught looking at that kind of stuff, and then that's how you might get suckered into taking false steps. Now, obviously, could help him in coverage, down the seam, things of that nature, and he has shown he's pretty adept at turning his hips and taking a guy up the seam or taking a back out of the backfield. So hopefully, man, one of those things comes into play at some point. Those jerseys should be dope. I hope so. Or am I in New York all season? Yeah, for the most of it, B-Town. Who do you think are the Gunners? I honestly have no idea. We've barely seen any live work. We've seen some drill work, but they've kind of churned through so many guys. That's one of the reasons that I'm going to be watching teams so, like, specifically on Saturday night, just to see who they throw out there more often than not. Sweet watch parties. You throw showing the game also? No. We like having a channel. Who's winning the battle between Kylin Hill and Patrick Turner for the third spring running back spot? Turner was a stud at Memphis against my UCF Knights. Right now, I think it's Kylin Hill. I said that yesterday, and then today, Hill, with Aaron Jones still out, was the guy rotating with A.J. Dillon with the ones. He even did it in 2 minutes. He held up really well, had a couple nice catches. I think right now this could change once the hitting starts in preseason, but right now, it's Hill. Just want to know how Hunter Bradley is spinning it. Same as always. Not very consistently. Is DeGuara going to play in preseason? That's a good question, Eric. I suspect he will be. I don't think he'll play a ton, but I think you'll see him out there. Frank, thanks for the super chat. I've heard Joe Barry has barely used dime packages in camp. Considering how heavy the Packers use dime under Pettine, do you like the lack of dime? Frank, it's installs, right? None of it means anything as far as how much he uses or doesn't use a personnel group. We have no idea generally what they're working on or installing. So it's true. Yes, they have not utilized a package with that many defensive backs, at least not as much as we have seen under Pettine game-wise, but these aren't games. They're just installs. So I would take anything like that with a grain of salt. Now, it may end up, yes, he may use dime a hell of a lot less than Mike did. But until we see in an actual game situation, you can't really start saying, like, oh, he's going to utilize this a lot less, because we don't know what they're working on. It's just installs for the most part. Now, they're doing some cleanup and some kind of revisionist stuff and going over things that they've already installed. They've started that process a bit. But, you know, as far as tendencies and things like that, just don't think that you're going to get much until we get to the regular season. Josh, thanks for the super chat. Is the receiver room as stacked as us Packer fans would like to believe? That's a good question, Josh. I think there is, you know, a lot of hope and excitement around the wide receiving group for good reason. I think there is talent there. There's no doubt. I don't know if it's this murderer's row of talent that maybe Packers Twitter has made it out to be, but there's no doubt that they can kill you a lot of different ways. And they are going to, like I said before, score a fuck ton of points. There's no doubt. Thoughts?
So many thoughts.
I still cannot fathom, out of all the people, Randall Cobb is wearing 18 in a Packers uniform in 2021. Yeah, Norman, it's really kind of surreal. Like every time he's out there, and he's been running with the ones. So he's out there with Aaron and just catching, you know, short, shallow crosses, just like he never left. It's crazy. It's bizarre. How did you get to know Barstool Big Cat? I've seen you guys interact. He followed me actually way back years ago. And he said at the time it was because he wanted to study his enemy, whatever, you know, Packers, Bears. But yeah, and then they asked me on Pardon My Take. And then, you know, he moved to New York and we just got to know each other. I don't know. Just hang out. Although he lives in Brooklyn. Fuck Brooklyn. But yeah, Dan's good peeps. We keeping 7 wide receivers? I'll be shocked if they keep 7 wide receivers. I'll be a bit surprised if they keep 6, honestly. But yeah, 7 seems a bit much. How many quarters will the O-line play with Love? Well, that's a good question, Tony, in the sense of I don't know how many straight-up starters are even going to play on Saturday night along the offensive line. Will Elgton Jenkins even play? Well, even Josh, I think you got to play Josh Myers, right? But yeah, I don't know. But I would suspect they probably put that first unit out there for a drive. You know, I know Matt talked about A.J. Dillon's play time possibly being a drive, so that would correspond maybe with the ones. But yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. How about them Brewers? How about those fucking Brewers? Man, that game last night was beautiful. Dave, thanks for the super chat. I really missed that period where you were able to carry post-game pressers live. That was awesome. Dave, let me tell you, that is a textbook example of asking forgiveness rather than permission. You know, they have a little thing when they send out the link that says you're not allowed to live stream it. And I said, you know, I thought you meant video. We carried the audio. Inside, I probably knew they meant no audio too, but hey, we had a good time doing it. We won't be able to do it this year, but keep listening. We'll still be doing, I'll still be on asking questions because they're still going to have Zoom components for the press conferences. So I can ask Matt stuff after the games. So that'll be fun. 6.3 wide receivers, the average receivers kept under Goody. 6.3, if you will. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out and talking Packers each and every day while I've been here in Green Bay. I'll be off tomorrow for a travel day, but I'll be back after the game on Saturday to chat it up about whatever it is we end up seeing Saturday night. Please do me a huge favor and hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. And again, I know I've said this a bit since I've been here. I say it all the time when I'm in New York. It really means a lot to me that you guys make Cheesehead TV even a small part of your Packers routine. There's a lot of content out there for you guys to digest and to wade through, and that you come to these chats or you visit the website or do anything on social. It really means the world to myself, to Corey, everybody involved with Cheesehead TV. I can't thank you enough. Thanks a lot, everybody. I'll see you guys on Saturday. Have a great evening. Take care of yourselves. And, of course, as always, Go Pack Go.